In progress.
Spoken on the ear is a divine blessing, not a human feeling. Luke is telling us that the promise made to Abraham, that through his seed, all the world or all nations would be blessed. And it has been fulfilled. Luke is telling us that God's eternal love has been revealed in human history in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the angels told the shepherds, I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all people, not just some, but all. Then why are we fighting? Because I look different from you. My dress is different. My hairstyle is different. The Lord wasn't concerned with our outward appearance. He was concerned with our inward appearance. Because my inward appearance says a lot about who I am. If my inward appearance is not based on love, joy, and peace, then it's based on something that is against what God has ordained for us to be. So God is working on our behalf to bring us in harmony, love, and commitment to Him and to one another. But be one another. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is up to, He's blessing us right now. But one thing I know is how the Lord is operating on the behalf of His people. We are told that the angel might as well have said, I bring you good news of a great gift of love that will be for all people. And what we have today is disrupting the world, and what we have today an element of sin that have called us men to war against one another. That's what we have today. It's people fighting with one another. That's what we have today. Is people are disturbed because of those who would have division and animosity and strife. But God, who's been in control and still is in control, put up with our stuff long times, and yet He is watching our walk, because God has given us time to get our act together. But there will come a day in the not too distant future when the Lord will say, my time for man has ended. Grace will be removed from the world, and nothing will be left but the law. And where will we all be? My brothers and sisters, God's gift to the world is God's joy to the world. For unto you has been born this day in the city of David, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And where they did they find Him? I'm glad to ask. Not in a warm cradle in some nice hotel. Not in a relative home, surrounded by love of his family. This is the question, my brothers and sisters. Where were they to find him? He was found in a cow stall, in a feeding trough. The Savior, the ruler, the Savior of the world, provided grace and mercy to all of us. And he was found in a cow stall, in a feeding trough. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And that's another message for another time. Because when Christ died, he was wrapped in linens. Put it together. Remind me. Because when you're wrapped up in the power of God, you don't act the same. Where did they find him. And who was there at his birth? For the birth of our Savior. There were ordinary people. No royalty. No leaders of the community. No one special. Mine just ordinary people. The Savior of the world was not flashy. He did not draw attention to himself, but he drew attention to his Father and the Father's kingdom. Joy, real joy, is not dependent upon our circumstances or commercialism, and we're spending all kind of money at Amazon. Money is out about a thousand. Real joy is a gift of God's love. Born in a manger among ordinary people. And as we think about things today, do you sometimes feel that insanity is the order of the day? And have the world gone completely? But despite all of the turmoil and all of the uncertainties in our world and in our own lives, believers can still feel good about the gift of joy that has come into the world. One could ask the question, why was the good news? I believe the Lord would answer the question with a series of questions. I love the Lord because whenever you try to trap God's people, he just asks the question with a question. So we ask the question with a question. What has God people needed for so many millennia, for thousands of years? What has been needed before the birth of Christ? What have man needed since Adam and Eve? And why was Noah's Ark a necessity? I'll give you a history lesson. What have God's people longed for since God called Abraham the father of a nation? And why was Moses sent down to Egypt to lead the people of God to the promised land? What has been the message of the people through generations? Because if you know God's word, you have the answer to all of the questions. And I close. The answer to those questions is my favorite. That Christian, Jew, and most other religions agree on. That mankind was in need of a deliverer. Someone to deliver them from the curse of sin that had attacked the world. So the good news of joy was great because the time had finally come when God sent his deliverer. One who would save the people from their sin once and for all. That's why he died, so that we could live. By his presence, my brothers and sisters, among us, and after all had been said and done from the cradle to the cross, by his taking our punishment for us, it was Jesus who said, Father, forgive me. When he went to the cross on Calvary, suffering and dying for you and I. Great joy. Because the Savior has been born. Great joy because God's promises of a deliverer have been fulfilled. Great joy because the Lord himself has come to dwell among us into this broken world. He came, born in a stable, laid in a feeding trough. That's the gift of joy. the word of life for all who hear or would listen, the gift of joy. Raised up on a cross, taking the punishment that we deserve, the gift of joy. Hebrews 12 and 2 state, looking unto Jesus, Yahweh, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Nevertheless, Jesus considered his action as the ultimate outcome of all who revealed God's gift of joy. He paid it off. All to him he owed. Sin of the crimson stain. But he, Jesus, washed it.
And it sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Joy for those who believe in him and accept him today. I wish you a Merry Christmas. But my greatest wish for you is Christmas joy. That you may receive God's gift of joy. That no circumstances, no worries, no anxiety can take away from you. And I want to leave you with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now you know there was and is great joy in the world. The Lord has come. Come on, let the church open.
Listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton.